This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome back to hour number two of Ron Segi Today, live nationwide and around the world. And on our show this second hour, our first guest is an author by the name of Joan Kramer. She has penned a very interesting book with a lot of stories about some of the great legends of Hollywood. In fact, the name of the book is In the Company of Legends. She's going to be here to talk about that book. Then the president of Bob Ross Enterprises. Bob Ross was a very dear friend of mine and my family. In fact, got my son started in the painting and artistic world. Great guy, you remember from PBS, still going strong today after his unfortunate passing many years ago, but his popularity remains. And the president of that company is Joan Kowalski. Then from Blacklist, premiering their new season, great actor Harry Lennox. And that's all coming up this hour with Ron Segi Today.
I'm Wayne Allyn Root, Mr. Health, and I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, and capitalism. So, are you in front of a mirror? Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease. Nature's sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Do you have a crease in one or both earlobes? Heart attack and stroke are our number one killers. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Naturals guarantees your satisfaction so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Allyn Root. Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic, and believe me, for me, that's something because I have energy anyway, but as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were subtle things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
We're back live all across the USA and around the world. It's Ron Segi Today, and today we are going to be speaking to, I guess, 50% of a 100% team. They both collaborated with this book, which you can't put this book down. If you are kind of an individual that likes the behind the scenes, not only of production, but also famous celebrities, you're going to love In the Company of Legends, penned by David Healy and our guest, Joan Kramer. Hi, Joan. How are you?
Hi, Ron. Thanks for inviting me.
Well, I have to be totally candid with you. Like I said in the beginning, this is a page-turner. Honestly, if you watch Entertainment Tonight, Access Hollywood, all of those shows, you're going to love this book. It's fantastic.
Thank you. I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Now, let's go back a bit here and talk about you personally. You started off as a ballet dancer. You wanted to go to the big city where all the lights were and everything else, New York City, and become a ballet dancer. But that didn't quite work out the way you anticipated, did it?
Well, it did for a while. I was dancing, and I became the assistant to a choreographer and discovered that I liked putting the pieces together for a production more than I liked appearing in that production, which people don't seem to understand, but it absolutely is true.
Yeah, they kind of feel that if you're not on stage with the spotlight on you or the camera's not on you, why would you do it, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah. So now you decide you're going to do something else, and somebody tells you that there's an availability at ABC, actually at Dick Cavett's Productions, to maybe get a job there.
Mm-hmm.
And the telephone call that you make to his assistant wasn't what you would really call a closer, was it?
No. How I got that job is truly miraculous, because I was blundering my way around, telling her everything that I shouldn't have said. You don't have any jobs, do you? I mean, it's not exactly an opening line, right?
Right, right, right.
And she said, as a matter of fact, I do. We need a receptionist. And I said, well, what kind of a receptionist? I don't know how to work switchboards. It was just one thing after another. And she said, nobody's ever known how to work a switchboard, at least our old switchboard, until they come here. But it's easy to learn. Please come and talk to me on Monday. I'm going on vacation on Friday. And so I came to talk to her on Monday, and I started work 3 weeks later, I think. It was after the holiday. I came to see her in December before the holidays, and I started working on January the 3rd, right after New Year's.
Wow, it can't be that. Now, you were with Cabot Productions for a while. Then you had an opportunity to go to public broadcasting, WNET, huge company. And you said, nah, I don't know if I want to get into public broadcasting. But you did. And probably the turning point of your career, because it was there that you had all the information that you could put into this book in the company of legends. You started doing with your partner, David Healy, which, by the way, they have won 5 Emmy Awards, 20 Emmy nominations, and just a ton of national and international honors. But you're going to put together a series of shows with the legends of the entertainment business. And the first one was Fred Astaire.
Mm-hmm.
And you didn't realize that he had something very unusual at the time. Back in the 30s, he had an approval clause in his contract that you could not use any footage or any pictures of him without his prior consent.
Any excerpts. Now, that was interesting because some attorney that did that contract for him must have been a fortune teller, because in the 1930s, there was no television. They weren't using excerpts. Nobody was using excerpts except for promotion, except for, you know, now coming attractions of the movies themselves. But Cary Grant, Myrna Loy, and Fred Astaire had that in their contracts. No excerpts without their permission.
Mm-hmm. You also mentioned things like Ginger Rogers being very prompt for the recording session that you did with this tribute to Fred Astaire, reflecting the old school. You know, if you're going to be there on time.
Yes. We found that, with one exception only, which you probably read in the book, everybody that came out of the old studio system, the Hollywood studio system, was spot on time.
Yeah.
And most of the time, early. Katharine Hepburn, you couldn't give Katharine Hepburn a call time because she would show up 45 minutes before that call time and wonder why everybody else wasn't yet ready.
Yep. Boy, I know. I went through that with Ed McMahon. We would go till early hours of the morning, and then he'd say, I'll meet you at 8 o'clock, and at 7:30 he's at my door, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I understand that. Now, you do the tribute to Spencer Tracy, and you're thinking to yourself, wouldn't it be cool to get Mr. Sinatra to be part of this?
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, you had worked on the Cabot Show for many, many years. You used to pick up the phone, talking to all the greats, saying, hey, do you want to come on board? I mean, the young lady you just spoke to before we went on the air does that for me. Very difficult job to do because you don't know what you're going to get at the other end of that line. And you find out that this isn't quite as simple as you thought it was going to be. So you have to go through Jilly, of course, a longtime friend, close friend of Frank Sinatra, and you found him at a jewelry store.
That's right. My father had once told me that in an event in California, he had met Sinatra, and that among Sinatra's entourage was a man named Jilly.
Sure.
So I called Palm Springs Country Club, where Sinatra was known to play golf, and I asked if anybody knew how I could find Jilly Rizzo, who, of course, I knew his last name because there was a bar in New York called Jilly's.
Right.
They said to me, call the jewelry store on the Lexington Avenue side of the Waldorf Astoria Hotel. He's a friend of the owner's, and he's usually there around 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Well, for the first time in my life to book somebody, I called a jewelry store. And the guy that answered the phone, presumably the owner, sounded like he was from a Warner Brothers gangster film.
Jeez, what a surprise.
Yeah, who's this? I said, hello, my name is Joan Kramer, you know, very, very demure, and I'm telling him I'm from public television, and this guy sounds like, you know, he's about to punch somebody. And I said, I'm looking for Mr. Jilly Rizzo. Could you tell me how to find... Yeah, yeah, hold on. Well, the next voice I heard sounded similar. Yeah, Jilly here. Who's this? Well, I explained again in my demure way who I was and what I was calling about. And he said, yeah, yeah, send me a letter, and I'll give it to Frank. And I said, where shall I send the letter? And he says, to here at the jewelry store. Well, a messenger suddenly took a letter to the jewelry store addressed to Mr. Jilly Rizzo. And then I lost track of Jilly.
Oh.
So the next thing we had to do is we were having lunch with Katherine Hepburn one day, and she said, who else have you gotten for the show? And we said, we're having a terrible time with Frank Sinatra and Mickey Rooney. And she said, that's very odd. Both of them were crazy about Spencer. We're good friends of Spencer. I'll find both of them for you. And she did.
Wow. And what you said later in the book was that you never go for the obvious. You couldn't figure out how to get a hold of Frank Sinatra, never thinking that he might have lived on Frank Sinatra Drive.
Exactly.
That
made me laugh, I have to say.
Oh, yeah, all right. Never go for the obvious. Mm-hmm. And, of course, then when you went to his home, you were invited there to be there at 2 o'clock. You had to call the woman in the kitchen to set up the appointment.
That's right. Katherine Hepburn called me at the hotel in Los Angeles. You're going on Thursday. By the way, Thursday is his birthday, and you're supposed to call a woman in his kitchen named Dorothy. I said, okay. Here's the number. I mean, it was like a clandestine operation here.
Yes.
So I called the kitchen, and Dorothy answered the phone, and she said, yes, yes, you're coming on Thursday at 2 p.m., and I'll come at about 1 for setup. He'll be ready at 2. And we got there, and a very lovely man with a beautiful smile and a lovely personality opened the gate, but it was hard not to notice that he was wearing a uniform complete with a gun and holster.
Yep, yep, that's the security that those people take. Elvis Presley did the same thing.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah, they had guards all over the place. We're going to take a break for a second. Can you stick with us a little bit longer, Joan?
Sure.
Joan Kramer's our guest. She, along with her partner, David Healy, who, by the way, great name for a company, too, for somebody in this business, Top Hat Productions, have written a book called In the Company of Legends, That They Have Been, with being in the company of people like Katherine Hepburn, Johnny Carson, Frank Sinatra, Lou Wasserman, Ronald Reagan, Nancy Reagan, Paul Newman, Jane Fonda, Elizabeth Taylor, James Stewart, Betty Davis. Any big names? And Joan and I will be right back with more to talk about some of the other shenanigans that she had to put up with people like Mickey Rooney. And when it comes to the McMahon, well, she and I can share some stories together. We'll be right back with more with Ron Sedgie today.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's a decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Back we are, live across the USA and around the world. It's Ron Sedgie. Today we're talking to a very lovely lady and a very interesting one,
you.
Too. Joan Kramer, along with her partner David Healy, with their company Top Hat Productions, have penned a book called In the Company of Legends, recapping their career in public broadcasting, talking to all of the legends. I mean, we're talking about the golden age of movies and television. We're talking about the fact that they interviewed Mr. Sinatra for a Spencer Tracy tribute on PBS, and he came out there with a blue blazer, gray pants and tie, very nice, very gentlemanly-like. And you gave him a bottle of champagne, which he was kind of shocked to get because he didn't realize you knew it was his 70th birthday. And then you stole from him.
I stole paper towels. People think I'm a little loopy, but I went into the ladies' room and I washed my hands and I saw that the guest towels on the counter were brightly colored paper towels. And I thought, these are pretty. When am I ever going to be in Frank Sinatra's house again? I'll take two. If you can wash your hands and throw them out. I wasn't stealing his towels.
Right.
I was stealing paper towels. So I put two in my bag, and then I thought, oh, my God, I wonder if that guard has a monitor in this bathroom.
Right.
Well, no bells went off. So when we got back to Los Angeles, I had a cold. I was getting a cold, and I fell asleep in the car and totally forgot about the paper towels until that evening when David came into my room to write questions for the next day's interviews. And the next day we had, I don't know, Robert Wagner and Lee Marvin and a bunch of people to interview the next day. And David came into my room and said, let's do a little bit of work and see if we can just get something done. And we were ready to collapse because we'd left early for Palm Springs that morning. And we finished, and David said, I think I've got to go to bed. And I said, me too. And he was just about to walk out the door when I said, oh, wait a second, I forgot to show you what I stole from Frank Sinatra's house. Trying to be funny.
Yeah.
David, who's British and very calm under most circumstances, I never had a reaction like that from him before or since. He said to me, Joan, what did you take from that house? Are you out of your mind? We're going to get our knees busted. I said, David, calm down. It's two paper towels. Relax.
That is a funny story. I love that story. When you go in and interview these people, who asks the questions? I mean, are you on camera too?
No, we ask the questions. One of us sits next to the camera, which is a typical format that people use in television interviews. You've seen it a million times.
Oh, sure, absolutely.
We ask questions in such a way that you don't need to hear our questions.
Right.
People have to answer in complete sentences.
Mickey Rooney and I worked together on a couple of different occasions. It was an experience. It was me, Mickey Rooney, and Ed McMahon, and we were doing a coming to the USO thing. And Mickey was not what you would call the most cooperative individual. But for some ungodly reason, and probably because I agreed with everything that he said, we got along marvelously together, all right?
Oh.
However, I understand, and you kind of confirmed this, that this was kind of an unusual experience for me because he normally isn't that cooperative. In fact, you come right out and say he was a disappointment.
Yeah, he was a disappointment. Kate found him, as she said to us, I knew I'd find Frank, and I knew I'd find Mickey, and Mickey would rue the day if he didn't do this for Spencer. But Mickey then called us and said, we were meant to go to his home. And he called and he said, listen, I can't do this. I'm working and you're not paying me.
Yep.
And so I said, well, that's very true, Mr. Rooney. I mean, but, you know, we're really going to be very disappointed if you're not on the pro. He said, well, I'm working. You know, I can't do anything about it. Well, we knew since Kate booked him, we could not just give up. We had to find a way to accommodate him. And so we asked the production manager of the Warner Brothers, on the Warner Brothers lot, of the television show Murder, She Wrote, because we were interviewing Angela Lansbury. And we asked the production manager if there was any corner that we could interview Mickey Rooney in. And it was one thing for us to be accommodated for Angela Lansbury, but they didn't have to be nice enough to let us bring Mickey Rooney onto the
right
soundstage. But they did. Well, while we were setting up, I mean, he was ranting about, I mean, we didn't ask him any questions that would lead to this. He just began to rant about how badly he was treated by Hollywood, how badly he was treated by the studio system, on and on and on. And then the camera rolled, and it was a snap like Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde.
Yep.
He suddenly became saccharine sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I adore Kate Hepburn. I adored Spencer. He was so wonderful. But, you know, it was platitudes that had no meat.
Yeah.
We kept trying to say to him, so tell me, how did you work together with Tracy? Did he ever give you advice? After all, you know, he was a kid in Boys Town, right? Well, he was just wonderful. I mean, I just loved Spencer. I mean, it went on and on and on with love, love, and love.
Yeah.
And in the end, you know, we had to cut the show with very little of him in it.
Good thing you didn't talk to him after that. If you'd have seen that so much fell on the floor, he would have gone crazy. I would be remiss if I didn't talk about Jimmy Stewart and Johnny Carson.
Mm-hmm.
You get this interview with Jimmy Stewart. You have a coup. Johnny Carson, who is known to be somewhat aloof and sometimes not very cooperative from the standpoint of doing things outside of his show.
Never with us.
And he was so grateful, he invited you to his home in Malibu. You
mm-hmm.
toured that gorgeous house that he had there.
Mm-hmm.
And he takes you downstairs and he says, you know what, Joan? Maybe Cary Grant would be a better choice because he worked with Jimmy Stewart. And, of course, the whole thing, I'd love to have Cary Grant, but Johnny Carson.
Mm-hmm.
Only to find out that you thought he was almost like testing you. But the mm-hmm. fact is that he ultimately agreed to do it. He called you at a hotel room and said, look,
right,
I'm in. But
he said, Cary Grant's out of town, so I guess you're stuck with me.
You're stuck with me. Johnny Carson, you're stuck with Johnny Carson. What a tough
mm-hmm.
break. The funny line that I loved in this, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Shortly thereafter, Cary Grant died at 82 doing a show in Iowa.
That tour that he was on, that was why he was out of town.
That's why he was out of town. And Johnny said, you know, I got a little concerned with how I was going to say this to you, but I wanted to say when you picked up the phone, I asked Cary Grant to host your show, and he dropped dead. I mean, Carson is the best.
And you know what I said to him at the time? This is not in the book, but I'll tell you. I said to him, Johnny, that's not funny.
Yeah.
And he said, yes, it is.
Joan, come back anytime and talk about this. This is
good. Let me know when. I'll be right there.
Oh, boy, I love this. It's called In the Company of Legends, penned by David Healy and our guest, Joan Kramer. This is a fabulous book. The stories are on and on and on. Would you come back? We'll talk about some of the other people in this book, like the Reagans and the Newmans and stuff.
Anytime you wish, just call me and we'll set it up. It's a pleasure. Thank you so much. You're wonderful.
Thank you so much for saying that. Coming from you, in the company that you have been, that's quite a compliment.
Well, I think you joined the company.
Oh, wow. In the Company of Legends. And Joan thinks I'm one of them, so hey, let her think that, right, Joan? It's out right now in hardcover. Get it. We'll be back with more with Ron Sedgy today.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The United States set a new record Friday with more people hospitalized for COVID-19 than at any other time during the pandemic. More than 68,000 Americans are currently hospitalized, with states in the Midwest and West taking the biggest hits. A record number of new cases were reported Friday as well, with more than 177,000 new cases reported. North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum issued an executive order Friday night to mandate mask wearing and limiting the size of gatherings in his state. That makes North Dakota the 35th state to issue a mask-wearing mandate. Europe is also struggling with a surge in COVID cases, with more countries introducing restrictions to try to contain the virus. Austria will clamp down on the partial lockdown that the country is already in, closing schools and non-essential stores this coming Tuesday. Chancellor Sebastian Kurz is encouraging his country to meet no one for the next 4 weeks. This is USA Radio News.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
across the USA and around the world, you are listening to Ron Sedgy today. Well, I got to tell you something. I am so happy when I found out that I had this interview scheduled, because the man that we're going to be discussing, and it doesn't seem possible that this year been the 25th anniversary of his passing. He was a dear friend of mine, my family, and my sons. I have so many stories to tell, and I'm so glad that our guest is here, because she ultimately became the president of Bob Ross Inc. And we'll tell you how she got to that point when we bring on Joan Kowalski. Hi, Joan. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Ron. Great to be here.
Now, this is a discussion that we're going to have about the man who was like a rock star in my family with public television's The Joy of Painting, starting back in 1982. Of course, the memorable Bob Ross. Tell us how you and your family got involved with Bob, because it's easy to do. He was the best.
He was the best. And what happened many, many years ago was my mother took a painting class with him. He was just a traveling painting guy. She took 5 days of classes with him and decided that he was remarkable and more people needed to have the benefit of them in their lives. So,
now, how did you get involved? Because you started off on the ground floor of this company.
I did. I started off answering the telephones for the 1-800-BOB-ROSS line and worked my way up. And my parents have just recently retired. My father's in his 90s, my mother in her 80s. And now I'm the president and the owner of the company. And who's got a better job than me?
Nobody that I can think of right off the top of my head. Now, here's the great part about this. For a dozen years, Bob recorded more than 400 episodes of The Joy of Painting. You know, I got to be honest. In these times, which are very, I don't even want to turn on television, but in these times, we need that mellow, kind of homey, kind of relaxing kind of dialogue that Bob was so famous for. And now the episodes are available on more than 25 different devices to more than 20 million people, and it's a free stream on Tubi, right? T-U-B-I?
That's right. TUBI.TV. They're uploading all of the episodes as we speak. It's free. You download on all devices possible, and you get 24/7 Bob Ross in your life. This is so exciting for us.
I'm very happy for you, even more happy for the general public, okay? Now, let me tell you, I told you I was good friends with him. I used to live in Pennsylvania. When I moved to Florida over 30 years ago, of course, my sons, and one, I think one was 12, one was 10 or something, they used to watch him in public broadcasting up in Pennsylvania. Well, we invited him down, because he lived in Orlando, and we invited him down to our studios at Universal, where we had our radio broadcast center. And immediately my sons were there, of course, and we had a great time. And Bob invited us to his house, because one day I came home from work, and my son, Christopher, was watching television. He says, "Dad, I want to paint." Now, he was like 10, 11 years old. And I said, "Good, start with the garage, and then go into the kitchen, and go into the family room." So he went out and he bought, with his own money, all these easels and everything else. And I came home one day, and I was astonished. So I told Bob, I said, "I would love to have you meet my son." He says, "Bring him up." So we go up there, and now he is painting downstairs in his studio with Bob Ross.
Mm-hmm.
And Bob says to him, he says, "At your age, I didn't have this much talent." And we visited the squirrels, and we got to be really close friends. And one year, just prior to his passing, we invited him for Thanksgiving dinner, but he wasn't feeling well, unfortunately. There's a great picture that my son has in his office right now of him and Bob out in the front yard holding a painting that they did together. I mean,
that's amazing.
This man had had such an enormous impact on my youngest son that he now draws the pictures for criminals who are can't be caught. They have to have a sketch artist. Does landscapes a la Bob Ross. I mean, this man probably, more even than me, his father, had an influence on my son. It's amazing.
It's amazing, is right. And, you know, we're in our third generation of fan now. We've got kids your son's age at the time who are watching Bob Ross these days with their grandparents. And, you know, what do you have in common with your grandparents a lot of times, except for being able to sit and watch Bob Ross? There's so much of that sort of, you know, all the lines, the generational lines and the cultural lines and everything has just sort of melted away when it comes to Bob Ross. I'm so excited to hear stories that you have about him. That is just so, so wonderful for me.
Well, you know, it's funny because I used to tell him, I said, Bob, you had a picture. It was terrific. Just leave it alone. And then he'd throw another splat of paint on it, and I said, geez, you just messed it up. And then he turned it into even a better picture.
Even a better painting, yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, and he was such a nice man. You know, he had the love of those squirrels, and sit in his kitchen, and the squirrels would come in and, you know, eat the nuts on the table, you know.
My goodness, yes, just like that.
Yeah, he was just a gentle guy. He really was. And it was devastating that he passed away at such a young age. What was he, 52?
52.
That's
a young age.
Oh, my gosh. What a loss of talent. But it's so nice to be part of this ongoing thing. I mean, it's like being with Da Vinci or somebody. And it was such a calming show. I mean, even back in Pennsylvania, I'd come home from work and I was all bent out of shape and everything about stuff. And I started sitting watching him, just before I knew him. And I said, well, I feel a lot better. You know, this is better than having a cocktail.
Exactly.
Unbelievable.
You know, a lot of doctors are even prescribing Bob Ross to their patients, which is just amazing. You know, people that are suffering from anxiety or sleeplessness or something like that. Bob Ross is just the medicine that everybody can find value in.
Yeah.
Everybody.
Do you know how many paintings he did in his lifetime?
He did a lot of paintings in his lifetime. You know, he painted every day. You probably know this.
Yes, absolutely.
Even when he was on television teaching the world to paint, he practiced every single day. So there's a lot of paintings. In fact, I kind of joke that a lot of garbage men have paintings hanging on their walls even today, because I think he would just stack them up outside his house when he was done. You know, he had more interested in the procedure, the process of painting, how it would be easy to teach other people to do it, than he was of the final painting. He wasn't that interested in his finished paintings as much as getting that process down for people just right.
Well, he told me one time that every painting that he did on television, he did it before in his studio. So he had two of everything that was on television.
That's exactly right. In fact, there were three. There were three of every painting that he did on TV. One that he would use as a reference. And sometimes if you're watching the show, you can sort of see him, you know, peek off to the side a bit. He did that mostly so that he could get the painting done within those 26 minutes. Mm-hmm. He didn't want to ever have to edit a program by going too long.
Yeah.
So he would use a reference painting, and then he would do one really, 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 really good for the instructional books that people use to learn how to paint. And then a third one, as he would paint, my mother would take pictures of his steps so that those could go in the instructional books as well.
Wow.
So
how cool is that? Well, you know, it's remarkable because he was a delightful man and such a talented man, too. Well, I got to tell you a quick story here, okay? So my son and him are painting this picture. And at the end of it, I says, Bob, would you sign it? He says, no. And I says, we're friends. Why wouldn't you sign this? He says, because I didn't do it. Your son did it. And I said, yeah. I said, well, could you do it anyway? He says, no, because then you'll sell it. He says, no, he did it. Let him sign. Where can we go, Joan, to learn more about how you can see the shows again and get involved with, he had paint lines, he had books, he had just a plethora of ancillary products available to the general public.
So you can first and foremost go to Tubi.tv to start watching the shows right away, as many as you want for as long as you want. And then also go to BobRoss.com and click on the link for classes. You'll see all the teachers in your area that can help you do your own painting. The teachers are really a great idea if you really want to learn how to paint. Bob was particularly proud of that army of teachers that he had developed.
In his words, the happy little trees on the mountain.
Yes.
Joan, thank you for joining us.
Sure thing.
Joan Kowalski's been our guest, president of Bob Ross Incorporated, of course, The Joy of Painting by the legendary Bob Ross, and the talent of Bob lives on in our hearts, on televisions, and in our minds. And there's more to come with Ron Seggi today.
as a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's a decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St. Jude.
At 58 years of age, I noticed a dramatic energy decline. After a five-day work week, I had to use one of my days off to rest and recover. I also had cut my gym visits down from three times a week to once a week. Since I began using Green Meadow Way, my energy level has greatly improved. I no longer have to take a day to recover. I have increased my gym visits back to three times a week. I'm actually more active and feeling better now than I have in the last 5 years. It's so nice to wake up in the morning feeling good and ready to go. Before trying Green Meadow Way, I must have tried every whey protein product on the market, and every one of them caused me bloating, gas, and constipation. I've had no such issues with Green Meadow Way. In fact, I'm sleeping better, my vision has improved, and surprisingly, my emotional and mental state has also improved. I love what Green Meadow Way has done for me.
Green Meadow Way comes from milk derived from grass-pastured cows. To order, call 888-988-3325 or visit greenmeadowway.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
USA and around the world, you are listening to Ron Segi today. Well, last week on the show, we had Megan Boone talking about the new season, season number 8 of one of the hottest shows on television. And now we have one of the hottest actors in the business to join us and talk about, of course, the season premiere coming up Friday at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 o'clock Central Time on NBC. And, of course, that is the hot show, Blacklist, and has been for a long time. Joining us right now, who stars as Harold Cooper in the series, is our friend Harry Lennox. Hi, Harry. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Great to be with you, Ron. I'm fantastic. Excited to be back, and, you know, what better time?
I have to tell you something, and I normally don't do this right out of the chute, but I have to apologize to you, okay, because I would love to run down all the things that you have done in a varied career, being an actor on stage, on television, on the big screen, a producer.
You talk about a working professional. You have been one busy man over this career. Unbelievable things that you have done.
Thank you. You know, I grew up in Chicago. I went to a seminary, Ron, and we had a motto, play and work. And so I like to work.
Well, apparently it is working for all of us. Now, the season 7 was kind of cut short because of the COVID situation. So season is picking up with a real intensity. And I certainly don't want to give any secrets out because I understand that there's going to be some major revelations and surprises in this season, early part of it, in fact. Give us a little taste of what we can expect because this is a show that has a metamorphosis to it. It's always changing. You can never predict what is next, even week to week, let alone season to season.
Yes, that's true. Yes, without, as you say, giving too much away. You know, Cooper and the task force are very much wondering what's going to happen as a result of, I think, what can only be called very important decision. And I think we're going to pick up exactly with the beginning of the consequences of that decision. And you know, and I don't think anybody knows the answers to what's going to happen as a result of that yet.
Yeah.
At least I don't.
If you don't, who does, right? I mean, you're the one that who sees it before we watch it. Your role, though, as FBI Director Harold Cooper, you have a very unique situation because you have to walk on a fence of whether the things that you do to catch the bad guys, if you will, kind of a fence between morality and the law. I mean, it's kind of a tightrope, is it not?
You know, that's the perfect description of it. It is a tightrope, a third rail, so to speak, in particular. Because, you know, look, it says at the Supreme Court, I think, equal justice under the law. And those are not always the same things. You know what I mean? You try, if it's legal, is it always just? If it's just, is it always legal? I think that that's the balance that this task force is on. And I think that they're prepared to live with that, live with themselves. If the world is being kept safe, if those people in the United States who are innocent and so forth can be kept safe, and we have to bend a few rules to do it, I think that that's what this task force is especially signed to do. You know, they're called special agents.
Right.
For a reason, and I think that they could live with it.
The show is just stacked with talent, as I mentioned in the introduction, James Spader and Megan Boone. But I have to tell you something. I am so in awe of the things that you have been part of, and you bring so much to the table when it comes to the show. Now, I'm going to touch the tip of the iceberg. We're talking about shows like Man of Steel, Batman vs. Superman, Dawn of Justice, the great show The Five Heartbeats, which Robert Townsend, a stage version of that. And the list goes on and on and on. Malcolm X, Ray. I mean, the list is unbelievable. I mean, I got to assume that you have never stopped working when you started getting into this profession.
You know, I've been working for a long span of time, but sometimes there's a year or two where I can't get arrested in this crazy business, right?
Yeah.
But that said, thank you for running some of that down. That's, when I hear it, sometimes it surprises me that I've been around this long.
It's unbelievable. Tell us about why Boston University asked you to donate a lot of your personal archives to their research center.
Well, you know, Boston University has such a proud tradition of being the most, if not the most, prestigious archival collections in America.
Mm-hmm.
It's got Dr. King's archives in there,
mm-hmm.
Howard Thurman, you know, people who I looked up to as a young theologian, and all sorts of historical figures, lots of actors. My friend, I think, Alan Cumming, who I did the movie Titus with. You know, anyway, they have taken an interest in getting the archives of people who I am proud to be among. And so I don't really know why. I guess maybe, you know, because I sort of have lived in a lot of different spheres.
Yeah.
As a performer and as a somebody who's been engaged in civic issues, as a teacher and these things. So I'm proud to be there. I can only, and I'm humbled that they asked me to join that esteemed collection.
Yeah. Wow, that's great. As you're going back to the show just momentarily, okay, and again, it's season number 8 that's coming up, and this Friday is the premiere at 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 Central on NBC, of course, Blacklist. Do you think that there are going to be, I know there's some surprises coming early, we talked about that earlier, but do you think that some of the things, and I shouldn't even say do you think, because you probably know, I mean, you should know at least, that that this is going to take on an altogether different resolution this season?
Yes, I think that I think I can say that with some degree of confidence that there are going to be a lot of surprises and reveals, not just giving people guesses, but we're going to reveal some things very early in the season. And I can tell you that I think as a just the way that things are needing to be shot now and the way stories are being told, as we figure out, you know, how to keep this industry going, how to keep the show going. Sure. We've done a very good job so far. You know, it's pretty much normal. But it's also normal in the sense that the Blacklist is going to be a little different this year. It's going to be a lot different in nature and tone this year. So I think, and I'm curious to see what it's going to be too, but I know that it's going to shake things up in a way that, you know, I think we can do that now.
Yeah, well, I got to be honest with you. If any show can do it, it's this one. Harry, it's always nice when you are here. Of course, the role of FBI Director Harold Cooper, played by our guest Harry Lennox. The show premieres this Friday. On Fridays after that, well, every Friday at 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 Central on NBC Blacklist. And, Harry, please do us a favor. Have a great, great holiday, but stay safe and join us again soon because you're a great guest and a terrific talent.
Thank you very much. I'm great to be with you and happy holidays to you as well.
What a guy. I tell you, he is absolutely unbelievable. Does a terrific job. He's a really strong asset to that show. And before we close things out this segment, I want to remind everybody that you can check our website, which is ronsegi.com, ronsegi.com. And when you get there, on the home page, there's an icon that says Listen Live, and you can hear our latest show on demand 24/7. We're going to take a pause, but only momentarily, because there's a little bit more business to do live all across the USA and around the world. You're listening to Ron Segi Today.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Longevity. Teamgaday.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
In a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I've been taking vitamins off and on my whole adult life, and I've never seen any change, not like this, not since I've been on Balance of Nature.
I used to take prescription medication for muscle aches and stuff. I don't take that anymore. I wish I would have started it back when I first heard about it on the radio. And if I can give Balance of Nature any advice, keep it out on the radio, because I still hear these commercials from time to time, and I'm thinking, you know, you people need to listen up. I mean, I'm over 50, and, you know, your body starts wearing down. But Balance of Nature has literally changed my life. It really has.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
That's a wrap with Ron Sedgy today. I want to thank you and all of our guests for being part of the past 2 hours. And our guests include Ice-T and Jamie Hyder from Law & Order, J.J. DeBoss from Street Outlaws on Discovery Channel, Oak Ridge Boy Richard Sturban, actor David McCollum, author Joan Kramer with the book In the Company of Legends, the president of Bob Ross Enterprises, Joan Kowalski, and actor Harry Lennox, one of the stars of NBC's Black. Well, we'll be looking for your company come next week when we're going to do it again live all across the USA and around the world with Ron Sedgy today. Till then, I'm Ron Sedgy, hoping that you have blue skies and green lights.